News with John DeMaster.
In Orange County, California,
they immediately disperse, which means to break up this assembly.
Violent protests erupt outside a massive Donald Trump rally in Costa Mesa. National correspondent Joe Gomez reports.
20 people are arrested after thousands of protesters descend on a Donald Trump rally in Orange County, California. The protesters jumped on police cars and knocked out windows. At least one Trump supporter was punched in the face and bloodied. He had to be taken to the hospital. Inside the arena, Trump started the rally by bringing out families of those killed by illegal immigrants.
These are unbelievable people. I don't even know how they take it. These are great, unbelievable people. We have to stop it. And, you know, their lives are so important.
That's USA's national correspondent Joe Gomez reporting. And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
White House hopeful Ted Cruz says John Boehner allowed his inner Trump to come out when the former House Speaker made stinging comments about the Texas senator. He spoke at Stanford University calling Ted Cruz Lucifer in the flesh and one other offensive term. Investigators looking into suspicious white powder sent to Trump Tower in Manhattan.
Police say a Trump staffer opened a letter addressed to Donald Trump in the fifth floor mailroom last night inside Trump Tower. It contained white powder. Tests done show the powder was harmless, but further tests will reveal what exactly it is. Now, the Republican presidential candidate's family has been a target before. Trump's son had powder and a threatening letter sent to him in the mail last month, and Trump's sister was sent a threatening letter as well.
Scott Pringle reporting from New York this morning. Trying to work when you've had too little sleep is like trying to drive when you've had too much to drink. A recent study finding about one-third of Americans are so sleep-deprived that they're often functioning as though they've been doing vodka shots at their desks. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
Wall Street plunges as the government issues a poor report on the U.S. economy. The Dow falling 211 points. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
The durability of the U.S. economy is the envy of the world.
Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest discussing the GDP number that was only 0.5% for the first 3 months of 2016, the worst performance of the U.S. economy in 2 years, and suggesting the economy is again slowing down. However, Earnest blames Republicans, saying they could have done more by approving some programs that would help rebuild America's infrastructure.
There is more that could be done that would strengthen our economy, expand economic opportunity for the middle class.
Earnest saying infrastructure improvements create jobs. In Washington, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Well, police say the man who walked into a Baltimore TV station claiming to have a bomb didn't actually have one. A spokesperson saying the 25-year-old suspect in the hospital, but expected to survive after officers shot him as he left the building yesterday. Vice President Joe Biden asked for the Pope's help as the White House sets out on a so-called moonshot campaign to cure cancer. Biden's scheduled to speak at the Vatican Conference on Regenerative Medicine. He'll ask other government officials and foreign drug companies to join the U.S. in speeding up development of new ways to treat cancer. And Massachusetts taking steps to raise the minimum age for buying tobacco products. The state Senate voting to ban tobacco sales to people younger than 21. This now goes to the Massachusetts House. This is USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The weather forecast for the Huntington County area begins today with showers likely mainly between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m., cloudy skies with a high near 54, and easterly winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Tonight, showers are likely again, mainly before midnight, then patchy drizzle with a light chance of rain after 1 a.m., cloudy skies with a low around 40 degrees, and northeasterly winds between 3 and 5 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 61, light and variable winds becoming easterly around 6 miles per hour in the morning. Saturday evening, a chance of rain after 11 p.m., mostly cloudy and a low around 44. Easterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%. On Sunday, rain is likely once again with cloudy skies and a high near 58. East winds around 8 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 70%. Sunday night, rain likely cloudy with a low around 46 degrees and the chance of precipitation is 60%. On Monday, start your work week with likely, yes again, showers. Cloudy skies with a high near 63, and the chance of precipitation is 60%.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Welcome to Hands Across Huntington, Huntington Helplines Radio Show here Friday mornings from 10 to 11 on the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I am Susan Lax, Executive Director of Huntington Helpline and your host of the show. And Hands Across Huntington is just what it sounds like. People doing good for others all across the county, whether they are individuals, businesses, nonprofit organizations, corporations. So many of us are giving back, paying it forward, making a difference, inspiring others to do the same. So today we're going to talk about two events that are coming up. First, we're going to talk about the Huntington Healthcare Systems Senior Health Coalition's Caregivers Appreciation Day. I know that's a lot. So Caregivers Appreciation Day is put on annually by the Senior Health Coalition, which is a committee of Huntington Healthcare Systems. And tomorrow is the 2016 Caregivers Appreciation Day held at Polytech and offering caregivers who are helping their loved ones age in place and get the care and the medical care that they need while they take care of them, and it's not an easy job. And so that is the purpose of Caregivers Appreciation Day, is to honor those who are a caregiver and give them a day of education and pampering. and it is at the Hunterdon County Polytech Central Campus, located at 10 Junction Road in Flemington. That's tomorrow. It begins at 12. This is a free event for all caregivers and the people that they serve. So if they can't get out of the house without the person that they are caring for, that person is welcome to come. There'll be activities for them as well. And it also is a chance for the caregiver to find out much needed information about caring for a senior and what that means from daily life to insurance, to accessibility, transportation, etc. The event actually brings together agencies and businesses that serve older adults, providing seniors and caregivers the opportunity to discover what community resources are in fact available to them. In addition to that, there are complimentary services, mostly provided by the students of Polytech, and they include manicures, pedicures, blood pressure checks, car washing, chair massage, therapeutic local foot massage, and more. Even a course on Facebook. It's called Facebook 101. So, you know, bring your iPads, bring your laptops even, and you will be instructed on how to use the latest and greatest social media. So that in and of itself might be worthwhile to get out for. Also, we have local author and certified Alzheimer's educator Patty Kerr as the main guest speaker. And needless to say, when you're at Polytech, to show off all the wonderful things those students do, lunch will be served. And this is a combination of the Senior Health Coalition and also the students in the culinary program at Polytech. And I have been to this event representing Hunterdon Helpline, I think, oh my gosh, 3-4 years now. And it's so much fun, it's so educational, and it's inspiring because when we meet and greet the caregivers, the stories are vast, are unique, and these people are just giving round the clock, and it's not easy. Hunterdon Helpline has a senior and persons with disability services division, and so we know that helping somebody age in place, which is what we all truly want to do, as long as we can do it, is often difficult. And that's why the resources that are going to be talked about and shared tomorrow are so important, because you don't have to go it alone. There are resources. Just at Hunterdon Helpline, we have the Telephone Reassurance Program, where we call our seniors once or several times a day to check in on them, make sure they're all right, make sure that they've taken their meds, etc. It does free up the caregiver to go out, work, run errands, take a little bit of time off. Our friendly visitor program as well provides an opportunity for that caregiver not to be sitting there 24/7, going out, doing the shopping, etc., taking a little time for themselves, getting a mani-pedi someplace, knowing that the friendly visitor is sitting there with their loved one and providing an hour of social time or more for the clients. And that's important too. Particularly, I find what's interesting is even when the clients live in their home with their relatives. That's great. And certainly you might say to yourself, well, what kind of social time do they need? They're living within a family environment. But, you know, sometimes when you reach a certain age and you've lost a lot of your friends, your friendship circle is dwindling. And so sometimes it's uncomfortable to constantly have the social time sort of based upon the rest of the family members, their friends coming over, their social events, etc. So having a friendly visitor really shows a person that they still have friends, that they are still important, and that they can take some time out to have a social visit totally unconnected to anyone else in their family. And I think that's huge. We all want to have ownership of our lives. We all want to feel as though we are important. And what better way than to say, hey, my friend's coming over today. Not your friend, my friend. Not a physician, not a caregiver, not a home aide, not a nurse. My friend is coming over. So, again, a lot of these resources are out there. Tomorrow is the day to find out about them if you are a caregiver. And listen to these brief messages. Come right back to me, and I will tell you more about the event.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're back to Hands Across Hunterdon, and we've been talking about the Caregiver Appreciation Day that is taking place tomorrow at noon, starting at noon at Polytech. And it is the function or the event of the Senior Health Coalition that's part of the Hunterdon Healthcare System. And it's for caregivers. It's for those people who are spending their days, their nights, taking care of people who are trying to age in place, seniors who are aging in place and who need a little bit of extra care, don't have to go to an assisted living place quite yet. Perhaps they can't afford an assisted living place, can't afford, aren't ready, thank goodness, for a nursing home. But these caregivers give of their time, spend their focus on their loved one, on their person that they're caring for. And so this event has been going on for quite some time, many, many years, in order to say thank you to them, in order to give them a day of respite, in order to give them the education that they need to best care for their senior. And it is a fabulous day. Fabulous not just because of the Senior Health Coalition, of which Hunterdon Helpline is a member. And I think everyone sitting around the table, including Meals on Wheels, a lot of the assisted living places, nursing homes, government agencies who care or provide care, provide program services, etc., for seniors. We're all great. But I have to say that this event is made so special by the students of Polytech. They are amazing. And I know I've talked about this before. I've had Phyllis Losapio on from Polytech talking about the various programs of the school and what the students have accomplished. But I cannot tell you, other than to use many of the entrepreneurs in our county as an example, because many of them have graduated Polytech's programs and have gone on to be an incredible asset to our community, opening up businesses, providing support to events and nonprofit organizations. And it's just amazing when someone graduates from Polytech how ready they are to go into the workforce, let alone open up their own business. So when I go to the Caregivers Appreciation Day, the lunch is great, wonderful. The culinary students, amazing. But I see the other things that I don't get to see as often. The automobile services, the cosmetology services, the nursing end of it, the marketing. I can't say enough. The marketing end of it, those kids have been doing the flyers and the programs for the Caregivers Appreciation Day for the last few years. And it's like hiring a professional. This year's program is amazing. I wish I could show it to you. It is all about a journey, the journey that a caregiver is taking with their senior. And so based upon that theme, the program is a passport. And it's beautifully done. It has all the organizations and descriptions of the organizations that's going to be on hand to provide information to the attendees. And it's beautiful. It's absolutely 100% professional, beautiful, engaging, eye-catching, and you would think that we had gone to a major marketing business in the county to have it done. So these kids are just amazing, and kudos to Polytech for providing this kind of education to our students, to our kids, so that they can in fact go out into the real world and not just get a job, but even offer a job, when in fact they are opening up their own businesses. They are going on to such greater things. Obviously, I'm tongue-tied. I can't say enough. So just to see what's going on at Polytech is absolutely amazing. The other part of it, like I said, those of us who sit around the table at the Senior Health Coalition talking about the issues affecting seniors, they are contributing in so many different ways. Meals on Wheels, you can't say enough about. The Senior Center and the Senior Division of Hunterdon County also at the table. We've got the home health care for-profit businesses, Anita's Angels, Right at Home, Home Instead. Yes, they're for-profit, yet they are devoting their time and effort to sit at this table to volunteer to put on this program for the caregivers, bring the issues to the fore that need to be addressed. So it's, again, talking about the title of our show, Hands Across Hunterdon. Doesn't matter if you're for-profit or non-profit. If you really care about your community, what are you doing to give back? What are you doing to pay it forward? What are you doing to move the county in the direction of helping people? And these people do it. And we meet once a month at the hospital, and we are educated by our leader, Linda Bryant, with all kinds of presentations by different people in the senior health care arena. And that enables us to go back, hone our skills, increase our staff's knowledge of issues and programs and services that are available, and truly ratchet it up back at the ranch, as they say. It's always been a pleasure for me to participate in this, truly. One of the other things that the Health Coalition does is we write articles once a month for the Observer. Each of us take a different week and meet that deadline, providing information about seniors, about the programs and services available, about any issues that the public needs to be aware of. So it is truly a very participatory committee. We don't just sit there. We do take action steps. Tomorrow's event, the Caregivers Appreciation event that I've been talking about, is truly illustrative of that. And I'm proud to be there, shoulder to shoulder with the rest of the people who are there and who are giving and who have been working on this event for caregivers we do it year round, actually, because as soon as it's over, the next meeting is sort of a debriefing: what went well, what didn't go well, what do we want to improve upon, who needs to be thanked. So we truly work on this year round, as well as the other things that we are interested in. So, very, very important day. And again, I'm going to give you the details if you are a caregiver. Again, it is at Polytech's main campus, and that is at 10 Junction Road in Flemington. It starts at noon. It is a free event. And it is going to be a day of education and resources and fun and a bit of pampering. So to register for this special day, it's not too late. If you're just hearing about it now, you can call Claudia at 908-581-5251. That's 908-581-5251. And even though it's free, we do want to know how many people we're expecting. But also, when you register, you'll get to get on the list for some of the complimentary services that are being offered, just to make sure you get them, like the manicures, the blood pressure checks, the chair massage, the foot massage. Like I said, Facebook 101. You can learn how to get on Facebook and share pictures with your families and find out the latest news from all your friends. And that's something that we've added new this year, which I think is great. 100 and Helpline has started a program where we are providing instruction in technology to our seniors. And so I'm glad that it is part of this event tomorrow. Again, 12 to 3 p.m. It includes lunch. And newsflash, we always have music. Last year, we were so grateful to have the 100 and Harmonizers come and serenade us. They are fantastic. And also, talk about hands across 100 and always giving. Always, 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 always giving. But this year, and I apologize that I don't know his name, But in keeping with the theme of the journey, all of the participants, all of the organizations are going to be representing a different country. So we're going to have Scotland, we're going to have Mexico, we're going to have England and Ireland, we're going to have South Africa. And so we are going to be serenaded by a gentleman who plays the bagpipes. And he will be dressed in full regalia, as I have been told. So that's going to be exciting. Certainly will wake us up. If our day started early and by noon we're getting a little sleepy, we'll certainly be woken up. But what a wonderful day. So again, I encourage you to come. There will be an activities for your seniors if you want to bring them as well. But to register, please call Claudia at 908-581-5251. That's 908-581-5251. Again, the Caregivers Appreciation Day held at Polytech in conjunction with Polytech at its central campus, 10 Junction Road in Flemington. 12 to 3, it's free. Call 908-581-5251. That's for all the caregivers, and we want to say you are, in fact, appreciated. I'll be right back after these messages.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
More than a dozen people arrested after protesters take to the streets outside a Donald Trump rally in Orange County, California overnight. Inside the event, the Republican presidential frontrunner unfazed by the chaos outside.
Our rallies are the safest place to be on earth, believe me.
Hundreds of demonstrators block an intersection near the Orange County Fairgrounds where Trump was speaking. A group of protesters swarming a police vehicle with one person jumping on the roof of the car and smashing its rear window. Another medical facility in Syria has been bombed in an airstrike. The civil defense in the rebel-held city of Aleppo says a clinic that provided dental services and treatment for chronic illness was hit, wounding several people. Al Jazeera quoting local sources saying five people were killed in that attack. And police say the man who walked into a Baltimore TV station claiming to have a bomb didn't actually have one. A spokesperson saying the 25-year-old suspect in the hospital but expected to survive after being shot by police. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
Hunterdon County's weather begins with showers today, mainly between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Cloudy skies and a high near 54 degrees. Easterly winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Rain continues tonight, mainly before midnight, then patchy drizzle with a slight chance of rain after 1 a.m. Cloudy with a low around 40. Winds will be northeasterly between 3 and 5 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 61. Light and variable winds becoming easterly around 6 miles per hour in the morning. Saturday night, a chance of rain after 11 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 44. Easterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Sunday rain is likely once again with cloudy skies and a high near 58. Easterly winds around 8 miles per hour and the chance of precipitation is 70%. Sunday night rain continues, cloudy skies, a low around 46. The chance of precipitation remains at 60%. And Monday, we will see showers once again with cloudy skies and a high near 63. Again, chance of precipitation remains at 60%. Monday evening, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 42, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. And you have been listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here Friday mornings via the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce internet radio station, bringing you all kinds of programming, so interesting and varied and diversified, and so we're proud to be part of the lineup. We have been talking about an event for tomorrow, that's the Caregivers Appreciation Day. It is at noon at Polytech. It is free to caregivers. Their seniors can come as well. There will be activities for everyone, lunch, music, a wonderful speaker, Patty Kerr, talking about Alzheimer's, and much resources from both profit, nonprofit and for-profit organizations. So I hope you can attend. It's going to be great. And I'm proud to be part of the Senior Health Coalition that puts that on every year. And proud to be doing something with Polytech, which I can't speak enough about. But I have something else that I want to talk about, another event that's coming up. And that is the Town Crawl in Lambertville. This is a Hunterdon Helpline event. We started the Town Crawls last year. We had one in Flemington. We had another one in Clinton. It is based upon progressive dinners, or pub crawls, if you will, where we have appetizers at one restaurant. We stroll to another restaurant for entrees, and then to a final destination for dessert, and normally a bit of culture entwined into that dessert. So this year, the Spring Town Crawl is in Lambertville, May 17th, that's a Tuesday, begins at 5:30 at Lambertville Station for appetizers. We're going to stroll on to Anton's at the Swan for dinner and entree, and then go to the Cafe Galleria for dessert and the incredible paintings of local and award-winning artist Carol Harrison. I'm hoping that if you're coming, you haven't seen this exhibit yet, because it is just, it's the pièce de résistance, if you will, of the event. It's amazing. Her artwork is just absolutely amazing. And in between these venues, we get a chance to stroll through Lambertville and learn a little bit about Lambertville and what's going on there, and what the history is and what's different. And obviously Lambertville is just an incredible place. It has everything. It's just a happening kind of municipality, if you will. Great place to bring people, great place to spend your weekend, shops, restaurants, art, community. It's just truly, you can't get bored in Lambertville. Let's put it that way. I've never gone to Lambertville and said, gee, what should I do next? It's just right there in front of you. So much fun. And so that's what the Town Crawl is about. We're honoring the different towns of Hunterdon County by experiencing them, by walking the walk, if you will, going from place to place, having our dinner at three different locations to get a taste of Lambertville, if you will. And it's so exciting to me to be doing this because it's just a little bit different than your annual dinner. We're going to have another one in the fall, but I'll tell you about that when we get close to that. And it gives us a chance to really speak to the virtues of Hunterdon County, as well as to Hunterdon Helpline. Yes, it is a fundraiser for us. The tickets are $100 per person. That includes your dinner. So we obviously have to pay for this, but we are offering you an opportunity to not only support Hunterdon Helpline, but to have fun doing it, and also to learn a little bit more about the municipalities in our county. So we're honoring Lambertville by doing it there and showcasing it to those who come on board, if you will, for our stroll from one place to the other. Very interesting. All three places have places to park, so you're not going to have difficulty if you can't walk, from place to place. Last year when we had our first one in Flemington, it was drizzling, and I was really surprised by the people who came. They wanted to stroll. They were not afraid of that rain, and, you know, they walked, and we had so much fun doing so. It was truly great. The mayor came along with us and talked about Flemington and what's new on the horizon and so forth. Really wonderful. We had our second one in Clinton, and also, well, that night we had a little bit better weather, but again, people really enjoyed the walking part. And as I said to one person who said they're probably going to come along, you get to walk off your appetizers, then you get to walk off the dinner, then that person kind of poo-pooed that and said, oh, come on. I said, sure, come on. You've got exercise in between. So this is also a very healthy walk, a good way to hit a lot of different things. One, support Hunterdon Helpline. Two, honor the town. Three, enjoy fabulous cuisine from, again, Chef Chris Beale at Lambertville Station. He's going to create wonderful things for us in the way of appetizers. Chef Chris Connor at Anton's at the Swan is coming up with a delicious entree. And finally, the Cafe Galleria, dessert there, and also the wonderful artwork of Carol Harrison. So you really, again, get a good taste of Lambertville in so many different ways. Last year in Flemington, we started out at Viva Mexico for appetizers. We had our entree at T-Berry's and then went on to the Somi Gallery at Stengel Factory for dessert from Fuel Factory and music and artwork from the gallery. Then we moved on for our second crawl. When we went to Clinton, we had appetizers at Prue Thai, the entree at Clinton House, and then we went to the art museum and had dessert there by Artisan Breads in Clinton. So great times, absolutely great times. So Lambertville is going to be as exciting. Again, it's always exciting to go to Lambertville. And when we did our chef spotlight, 2 years ago, we worked with Chef Chris Beale at Lambertville Station, and That guy is incredible. First of all, he's always giving to the organizations. That's what it's about for him. It's not about what kind of marketing he gets. It's all about how can he give so that the nonprofit is getting what they need out of the event. And his cuisine is just to die for. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. So we're really thrilled to be working with Chef Chris Beal again. He's just a great guy, you know. He's the kind of person, we talk about Hands Across Hunterdon, who does give back, who does pay it forward, and we're so pleased to be working with him. Chef Chris Connors, too, is just amazing. Another person who goes out of his way for the nonprofits to help them achieve the goals that they want in terms of the raising of funds. And let's face it, I've talked about this before, we need those funds. So again, you're doing a wonderful thing by supporting this, purchasing a ticket by calling 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357 for more information on how you can do it. When you come back from the break, I will give you the website where you could actually go online and purchase your tickets that way. So we shall be right back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Got a friend. Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hello to Hands Across Hunterdon. If you just tuned in, we have been talking about two events. One is the Senior Health Coalition's Caregivers Appreciation Day tomorrow, 12 to 3, at the Polytech Academy at 10 Junction Road. Lots of pampering for caregivers. If you're a caregiver, come join us, get education, get information on programs and services for your senior, and also have a day of pampering. But we've also been talking about Hunterdon Helpline's fundraiser that's coming up Tuesday, May 17th, starting at 5:30. Our town crawl for the spring is being held in Lambertville, and it's honoring Lambertville, showcasing what Lambertville has to offer. We will start with appetizers at Lambertville Station, and experience the cuisine there of Chef Chris Beal. And then we will stroll through the town to Anton's at the Swan. And Chris Connors, the chef there, is going to wow us with his entree and culinary skills. From there, we stroll to Cafe Galleria for dessert and the wonderful artwork of local artist Carol Harrison, who is also an award winner in so many different ways. This is our way of raising funds because it's much needed. 400 and Helpline, your first call for help. 24/7, our helpline is available to you for any problem, whether it's human needs, resources, support for seniors, persons with disability, support for children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, emergency shelter, suicide prevention, and of course, with a place to call when the link office is closed. We have a direct line to the bus drivers, and we are also the social services hub for both Somerset County and Hunterdon County when they close their doors for the day. If you need us, call us, 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630 or 908-782-4357. For more information about our program, our services, and the helpline, you can go online to www.helplinehc.org and see what we do and why we do have to raise funds. We're asking you to help us help others. And we're asking you in a fun and different way with our town crawls. Again, May 17th, Tuesday night in Lambertville. The tickets are $100. And that includes your dinner and also, obviously, support for Helpline. All you have to do is go to www.helplinehc.org/donate. Helplinehc.org/donate. Or you can send your checks to Hunterdon Helpline, P.O. Box 246, Flemington, New Jersey, 08822. That's P.O. Box 246, Flemington, New Jersey, 08822. If you want more information about it, certainly give us a call at 908-782-4357. It is going to be fabulous. Like I said before, the break, we've already done one in Flemington, one in Clinton. This is based on a pub crawl or a progressive dinner that you might do with your friends. And it is just so much fun to really showcase the towns of Hunterdon County and show you what they have to offer. By strolling from one venue to the other, we don't miss anybody. So the other businesses, the shopping, the culture venues are all there. Visual eye candy, as they say, right? And you get to experience three different venues for appetizers, dinner, and dessert. So instead of just going to one place and sitting there for 2 hours, you're going to experience fabulous cuisine at three different places, and hopefully maybe they're not places that you've gone yet, so you might be experiencing them for the first time. So appetizers start 5:30 at Lambertville Station. We then move on and go to Anton's at the Swan for dinner, and then stroll from there to the Cafe Galleria and have dessert and also experience the beautiful paintings of Carol Harrison. It's going to be a fabulous evening, something totally different, and truly, again, a way to experience Lambertville. And also, and here's the drum roll, we are going to be awarding someone in the Lambertville area a Hands Across Hunterdon Award, and we need your help. Whether you come to the crawl or not, we need your help. If you know of someone in Lambertville who has given back to the community, paid it forward, or inspired others to make a difference by making a difference themselves, we would like you to nominate that person for our Hands Across Hunterdon Award. And the deadline actually is this weekend, so you have to send your nomination to info@helplinehc.org. That's info@helplinehc.org. Put in the subject line, Lambertville nominee, in the body, for about 200 words, give us a summary of why this person is worthy of the award. What have they done, again, to give back, pay it forward, or make a difference, and inspire others to do the same? We want somebody in the Lambertville area to be honored at the town crawl. They will obviously have a ticket to come and be presented the award. We want you out there to nominate them. It's almost like the People's Choice Award. Who do you know in the Lambertville area that is deserving, that has done so much for their community? And I'm sure there are plenty. So this is your last chance. You have to get it in this weekend by emailing info@helplinehc.org. info@helplinehc.org. Like I said, they will be honored at the town crawl on May 17th at the dessert venue. And we are going to truly be inspired by this person who ends up with the award, because, again, has to be a person who has given back to the community, paid it forward, or made a difference. And it's going to be interesting to finally look at all of the nominations, and we will come up with the winner. That will be advertised prior to the town crawl, so you've got to get your nominations in this weekend. Again, at info@helplinehc.org. Again, to buy tickets for the crawl, you're going to go to you're going to go to the website, www.helplinehc.org/donate. helplinehc.org/donate. Or you can send your check to P.O. Box 246, Flemington, New Jersey, 08822. We hope to see you there, because not only will you be having a wonderful evening learning about the town, learning about the Hands Across Hunterdon awardee, but you'll be helping Helpline to help others 24/7, 365 days of the year. We never stop. Always your first call for help. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. It's always a pleasure to be your host of Hands Across Hunterdon, and I hope you go out there today inspired to make a difference in your community. We'll see you next week, and hopefully at the town crawl. Have a great weekend.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
More than a dozen people arrested after protesters take to the streets outside a Donald Trump rally in Orange County, California overnight. Inside the event, the Republican presidential frontrunner unfazed by the chaos outside.
Our rallies are the safest place to be on earth, believe me.
Hundreds of demonstrators block an intersection near the Orange County Fairgrounds where Trump was speaking. A group of protesters swarming a police vehicle with one person jumping on the roof of the car and smashing its rear window. Another medical facility in Syria has been bombed in an airstrike. The civil defense in the rebel-held city of Aleppo says a clinic that provided dental services and treatment for chronic illness was hit, wounding several people. Al Jazeera quoting local sources saying five people were killed in that attack. And police say the man who walked into a Baltimore TV station claiming to have a bomb didn't actually have one, a spokesperson saying.